tasu.lspacepakhtosarayast.nuri.kisi.lspace.com.au/pakhtosakhawauri په انګلیسي ژبه په هیدل او خبرې کول کولای شي په استرالیا کې ستاسو د ژوند کیفیت لوړ کړي. اس پی اس د انګلیسي ژبې د زده کړې پودکاسټونه لري او په هغو کې ورځنی مهم اصلاحات او داسې نور مهم مطالب تشریح کوي. د دغو پودکاسټونو په اوریدلو سره خپل مهارتونه لوړ کړئ او ځان له ورځنیو اصلاحاتو او د ژبې اړوند نورو مهمو مسایلو سره بلد کړئ. د اس پی اس د انګلیسي ژبې د زده کړې یا لرن انګلیش وروستای پودکاسټ واورئ.
Learning English helps me find love.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
You are single, busy and ready to meet someone new. Online dating seems like an easy place to start. So you download an app and see what happens next. But very quickly, you notice that online dating has its own language, words and phrases you need to get used to. Hi, I'm Josipa, and in this episode, I'll share all the new expressions and phrases I've learned over the past few months since I started using a dating app. As always, Alan and Claire are here to guide us. Let's hear how they talk about online dating.
I'm back on the apps again.
Really? Anyone catch your eye?
I've matched with someone and we've been chatting for a few days.
Nice. Any chemistry?
It's early days. She's sliding into my DMs a lot, but I'm taking it slow. I got burned recently when someone ghosted me.
In my experience, dating apps are really confusing. And then there's the language. Phrases like sliding into my DMs or being ghosted made things even more difficult for me. So let's take a closer look at what Alan and Claire just said. First, we heard Alan.
I'm back on the apps again.
So when Alan says he's back on the apps again, he means he's using dating apps again after taking a break. To be back to doing something is to return to something or to doing something that you had stopped doing. You can use this expression in a lot of different situations. Anytime you return to something you had stopped doing, like a hobby, a class, or even watching a TV show. Maybe you've taken a break from learning English over the holidays. If you did, we are glad to have you back listening to this podcast. And you could say, I'm back learning English. Claire then said,
Really? Anyone catch your eye?
Here, Claire is asking if Alan has noticed someone he likes. If something or someone catches your eye, it means that they look interesting or attractive. You can use this phrase for things, not just people. For example, a book or a movie can catch your eye if it grabs your attention. You could also say,
Has anyone caught your attention?
Or even simpler,
Is there someone you like?
Alan replied,
I've matched with someone and we've been chatting for a few days.
If you match with someone on a dating app, it means that both of you liked each other. On a dating app, you might like each other by swiping right or tapping on a like button. And when both of you have liked each other, then you are matched, and getting a match is usually the first step before you can start chatting, sending messages to someone. You could also say,
Someone I liked me back on the app.
There's that word back again. Here it just means that you liked someone and that they liked you. On many dating apps, you swipe on someone's profile to show if you're interested. Swiping left means you're not interested, while swiping right means you like the person.
We both swiped right.
Next, Claire said something really useful that can be used to ask about a relationship. She said,
Nice. Any chemistry?
Here, Claire wants to know if Alan and the person he matched with seem to get along well. In dating, if two people have chemistry, they seem to have an attraction for each other. You can also use chemistry in other situations, like at school or work, to talk about how well people work together. For example, I have great chemistry with my team here at SBS Learn English, which means that we all get on well together. You could also ask,
is there any spark?
A spark is like a small flash of excitement or chemistry between two people. It shows that there is interest or energy in the relationship. At the end of our dialogue, Alan said,
she's sliding into my DMs a lot, but I'm taking it slow. Got burned last time someone ghosted me.
Let's divide this phrase into two parts. First, let's explain.
She's sliding into my DMs a lot.
A DM is short for direct message, and it usually means a personal message between people on some kind of app. You can just say DM. It's informal, casual, and often used for talking with friends. Now, if someone is sliding into someone's DMs on a dating app, it means that they are sending a private message to them. Alan also said,
I'm taking it slow. I got burned recently when someone ghosted me.
If you take it slow, it means you don't want to rush anything. You could also say,
I'm being careful this time.
Or,
I don't want to rush into anything.
They all mean the same thing. Alan also said,
I got burned recently when someone ghosted me.
There are two interesting words to learn here. First, to be burned is an informal way of saying that you have been hurt in the past. Haven't we all been burned at least once in our lives? Next, to be ghosted means that someone has suddenly stopped replying to messages or has disappeared without explaining why. It's not very polite and can be very hurtful, but it is also really common in online dating. Dating isn't always easy, but learning the phrases around them is not so bad, right? And as you heard, many of them can be used in lots of situations, not just dating. With Valentine's Day coming, I'm hoping you'll be able to try out these new expressions. Now, let's hear the dialogue again and practice the phrases we've learned.
I'm back on the apps again.
Really? Anyone catch your eye?
I've matched with someone and we've been chatting for a few days.
Nice. Any chemistry?
It's early days. She's sliding into my DMs a lot, but I'm taking it slow. I got burned recently when someone ghosted me.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before giving the answer. If you match with someone on a dating app, it means,
if you match with someone on a dating app, it means that both of you liked each other.
To ghost someone is to,
to ghost someone is to stop replying to their messages or disappear from their lives without explanation.
Now, let's practice our speaking skills. Just listen and repeat.
I've matched with someone.
We both swiped right.
Is there any spark?
She's sliding into my DMs a lot.
If you would like to practice your speaking skills even more, press play on our bonus episode. You can also find our learning notes and lots of other useful phrases on our website at sbs.com.au/learnenglish. And if you're new here, we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa, and thank you for learning English with me today. Now go out there, have fun with your new phrases, and maybe find someone that you have a spark with.
غواړی دغه سنوري کیسې هم او رینو د خپل پودکاسټ ګوګل پودکاسټ یا هم د خپل خاکي پر پودکاسټ یو اورئ.